Hi, this is Daniel Garvin Movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Fall Film Festival season continues in Toronto with Real Asian and Bits. Real Asian, which is on right now, brings features, docs, and shorts from East and South Asia and from the diaspora in North America. Many of the films are premieres, too. Don't miss Real Asian. Bits, Blood in the Snow, is an all-Canadian festival of horror, genre, and underground films that shatter taboos and conventions, including the second season of David J. Fernandez's TV series Creepy Bits. Festival runs from November 18th through the 23rd. But this week, I'm looking at two new indie movies from Australia and the U.S. There's a frat boy in Oklahoma caught between the horns of a dilemma and a bullied girl in Canberra who wants to curl up in her shell. Memoir of a Snail, written and directed by Adam Elliott. Grace and Gilbert are twins who live with their dad in a high-rise tenement in a big Australian city. Their mom died in childbirth, so they've only ever known their father, a former Parisian street busker known for his pyrotechnics. Gilbert embraces his love of fire and gunpowder. Grace, on the other hand, models herself after her mom, a specialist in snails. She always wears antenna over her knit cap and thinks of herself as a mollusk. And since she still shows the scars of a cleft palate, she is constantly bullied at school and called Rabbit Face. Gilbert is always there to defend her, and the two are best friends. Until their father dies, leaving them both as orphans. The twins are separated and adopted on opposite ends of the country. Grace ends up in the nation's capital, Canberra. She's adopted by a dull, beige couple with no kids. They also happen to be nudists and swingers. Grace's only friend there is an elderly woman named Pinky. She meets at the library where Grace spends all her time. Pinky is both warm and eccentric and shares her lusty history with Grace, who participates vicariously. Gilbert finds himself on the opposite side of the continent in an isolated apple farm outside Perth. He is put to work at a Dickensian conveyor belt controlled by his dictatorial Bible thumper of a stepmom named Ruth and her troglodyte sons. The two survive only by sending one another letters. Gilbert wants desperately to leave, while Grace becomes a recluse holed up in her home, surrounded by the snail-like objects she hoards. Can they survive in their dystopian prisons, and will they ever see one another again? Memoir of a Snail is a dark animated comedy about the coming of age of a shy and introverted young woman. It's entirely made of stop motion figures and locations. The stories take place within a wonderful wabi-sabi world of the crumbling and dingy detritus that Grace completely collects and surrounds herself with. And you can't call this a kid's movie, as it deals with all sorts of squirmy adult topics, including bodies and sexuality. And it's not Disney-fied happy stuff either. It's hilarious and quirky. More Roald Dahl meets Tim Burton. The voices are provided by fave Aussie actors Sarah Snook and Cody Smith McPhee as the twins, Jackie Weaver as Pinky, and Eric Bana and Nick Cave in other roles. Memoir of a Snail is a wonderfully depressing comedy with a satisfying end. I like this one a lot. The Line, co-written and directed by Ethan Berger. It's 2014 at a university in the Deep South. Tom, played by Alex Wolff, is a student there paid for by his single mom's savings. She's a nurse. But his grade point average is low, and his interests are focused mainly on snorting coke and getting laid. He shares a room with his best friend, Mitch, played by Beau Mitchell, who calls Tom Sunshine. He's constantly hugging and touching Tom. Mitch is very rich, but he's a total wreck. Irresponsible, slovenly, self-pitying, and undependable. They met the year before while being pledged at the powerful frat house and have had each other's backs since then. He's even met Mitch's dad, played by John Malkovich, who promises to set him up with a good job after graduation, which is one of the benefits of Greek life. That's why he joined a fraternity. They live inside the frat house now. As sophomores, they are full members of KNA, and Tom is being groomed as their next president. But things start to deteriorate as this year's pledges begin their initiation. The problem is Mitch has a hate-on for a new pledge called Geddes O'Brien, played by Austin Abrams. O'Brien is totally chill and publicly mocks the ridiculous hierarchy and homoerotic rituals of the fraternity. He also disrespects Mitch's insecurities about his own looks and body. So Mitch despises the popular freshman and goes out of his way to make his life miserable, but to no avail. Tom, meanwhile, is ambitious. He wants to improve his grades, and he's also crushing on a smart girl in his class. Annabelle, played by Halle Bailey, is extremely self-confident, hates frats, and dares to publicly denounce the university's biases. Tom's never met anyone like that. He persists, even while knowing his all-white, ultra-conservative frat will never accept him dating a black feminist who doesn't shave her armpits. And the university itself is coming down hard on the Greeks, following reports of dangerous practices going on there. So they lay down the law, a total ban on hazing and off-campus retreats. Of course, Mitch ignores all this and immediately plans the ultimate hazing retreat adventure at his own family's second home, where he can get revenge on O'Brien. The frat's president makes Tom go along to keep it all safe. This puts Tom between a rock and a hard place. Can he calm the waters, or are they heading towards a genuine hell week? The Line is a very dark and unsettling drama that gives an inside look at the secretive world of fraternities. It's also about friendship and obligation, hierarchy, and the chilling power of money over basic morality. The title refers to a hazing ritual where pledges are hooded and tied together in a dangerous setting. I saw this movie because Alex Wolff is in it, and he only seems to be in good movies. In an interesting performance, this time he puts on a deliberately acquired heavy southern drawl, interspersed with extended mumbling, a style of talking apparently de rigueur at frat houses nowadays. Beau Mitchell is also very good. The plot is told without easy solutions and obvious heroes and villains. It's more subtle than that, but this is not a feel-good movie. And while a good film, it's quite disturbing with unexpected violence, so it's not for the faint of heart. Memoirs of a Snail and The Line both open this weekend in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies Eats, Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM, and my website, culturalmining.com.